Lazy Acres is not a bad place to live, I suppose. I like it when we take picnics to Green Pond. I have to laugh when Matthew, who is not yet 2 years old, points to a hummingbird outside the kitchen window and shouts, "Buzzy bird!" I even enjoy feeding those silly ducks and chickens every morning before I go to school. I can never be in a bad mood when three comical ducks are waddling after me, quacking like car horns. Or when I am gathering eggs the color of tea and grass and sky and I set them into the same basket my grandmother used when she was my age. Still, these are just little things, aren't they? Not exactly the stuff you see in movies, that's for sure. So how am I supposed to come up with an essay on the theme of new and exciting? When you live in the country, it's the same old thing, season after season. As Dad says, you can set your clock by this place. He likes it that way. So does Mom. She says that after working in town all day, it's a real treat to come home to peace and beauty. Well, it's peaceful, all right. We don't have a TV. We tried it once, but the picture never did come in right. So now I only watch TV when I visit Grandma Kate. Can I tell you a secret? I don't miss it all that much. We still see videos and go into town to see movies. When I visit Grandma Kate, she takes me to see plays and museums. We have a lot of fun together. But out here in Lazy Acres, the only thing bustling around is me when I do my chores. The other kids in my class have it so much easier. They at least live in town. Not that the town of Hamilton is any big whoop, but at least it has a mall, an indoor skating rink, and a town square for concerts and fairs. So something is bound to happen once in a while.